She sat alone in her chambers, draped in twilight's shadows and evening solitude, her thoughts darker than the night descending and heavier than the weight of all Paranor. She retired early these days, ostensibly to work, but mostly to think, to ponder on the disappointment of today's failures and the bleakness of tomorrow's prospects. It was silent in the high tower, and the silence gave her a momentary respite from the struggle between herself and those she would lead. It lasted briefly, only so long as she remained secluded, but without its small daily comfort she sometimes thought she would have gone mad with despair. She was no longer a girl, no longer even young, though she retained her youthful looks, her pale translucent skin still unblemished and unlined, her startling blue eyes clear and her movements steady and certain. When she looked in the mirror, which she did infrequently now as then, she saw the girl she had been 20 years earlier, as if aging had been miraculously stayed. But while her body stayed young, her spirit grew old. Responsibility aged her more quickly than time. Only the druid's sleep, should she avail herself of it, would stay the wearing of her heart, and she would not choose that remedy any time soon. She could not. She was the Ardris of the Third Druid Council, the High Druid of Paranor, and while she remained in that office, sleep of any kind was in short supply. Her gaze drifted to the windows of her chamber, looking west to where the sun was already gone behind the horizon, and the light it cast skyward in the wake of its descent, a dim glow beginning to fail. She thought her own star was setting as well, its light fading, its time passing, its chances slipping away. She would change that if she could, but she no longer believed she knew the way. She heard Tagwin before she saw him, his footfalls light and cautious in the hallway beyond her open door, his concern for her evident in the softness of his approach. "Come, Tagwin," she called as he neared. He came through the door and stopped, just inside, not presuming to venture farther, respecting this place that was hers and hers alone. He was growing old as well. Nearly 20 years of service behind him, the only assistant she had ever had, his time at Paranor a mirror of her own. His stocky, gnarled body was still strong, but his movements were slowing, and she could see the way he winced when his joints tightened and cramped after too much use. There was kindness in his eyes, and it had drawn her to him from the first, an indication of the nature of the man inside. Tagwin served because he respected what she was doing, what she meant to the Four Lands, and he never judged her by her successes or failures, even when there were so many more of the latter than the former.